Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Samina Spin. I'm your host, Samina Mogul. Thank you for joining me for episode 14, Reaping What We Sow. If you'd like to call in and chat with me or put your spin on whatever it is I'm talking about, the guest call-in number is 323-642-1775. Again, that number is 323-642-1775. I would love to hear from you. I'm doing my podcast early this week because I'm headed out of town on Wednesday. Just a one-shot deal, though. I'll be back at my regular time next week. For this podcast, I was thinking about the timing of it, and it's Thanksgiving and also harvest time, spirit of harvest time, and being thankful for the bounty or whatever it is that we have in our lives. I am talking about enjoying the fruits of our labor and reaping what we sow. Now, I mentioned Thanksgiving. Don't get me wrong. I'm not big on that whole pilgrims and Native Americans sharing and all of that. That's not really what happened. So we don't need to get into the history of that. But because I'm not that big on that part of the symbolism, but I do enjoy just the idea of being thankful and, again, harvest time and being around family and spending time with family. This is a good time for that. So all the other stuff, apart from people coming into somebody else's land and taking it, I'm down for that, not the other part. So let me make that clear. So getting back to reaping what we sow, there are actually some great Bible verses related to this that I want to share. Those of you who listen to me pretty regularly know I like to throw in a quote here and there. So the quote for this podcast is a few Bible verses. Now, just a caveat, I'm not getting religious tonight because that's not what this podcast is about, but these Bible verses are very appropriate for what I'm talking about this evening. So here we go. So this is Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 18 to 20. I have seen personally what is the only beneficial and appropriate course of action for people, to eat and drink and find enjoyment in all their hard work on earth during the few days of their life which God has given them, for this is their reward. To every man whom God has given wealth and possessions, He has also given him the ability to eat from them, to receive his reward, and to find enjoyment in his toil. These things are the gift of God. For he does not think much about the fleeting days of his life, because God keeps him preoccupied with the joy he derives from his activity. We need to really put that into practice, enjoying the fruits of our labor, reaping what we sow, enjoying the reward of hard work. The Bible is not the only scripture where we're told to enjoy life. We are meant to enjoy our hard work and our lives. I'm not sure why that concept gets lost, especially if you describe yourself as religious. Many times, in the name of humility, we downplay what we have, who we are. I've seen it so many times with so many people, just this downplaying of gifts. I even see celebrities do it at times. And you would think they would be banging the drum of their own achievements the loudest. I saw two interviews recently that stuck out to me. Before I get into it, here's a disclaimer. As much as I'd like to think I'm an intellectual, pop culture is my guilty pleasure. I watch celebrity interviews on YouTube daily. I actually like hearing other creative people talk about what they do. Most of the time, especially on Late Night, it's just stories from their lives and things that happened to them. But the two that stuck out to me were when two celebrities who are European said they're embarrassed to talk about their accomplishments. Emily Blunt has said in more than one interview that British people get embarrassed when you compliment them. So when people tell her she gave a good performance, she makes a face. then I saw how Alexander Skarsgård, who I've loved since True Blood, goes to great lengths to hide his Emmy. He said Swedish culture, essentially, these weren't his exact words, but he said Swedish culture is very humble, and people don't talk about their awards and accomplishments. Now, that surprised me, because I thought being overly humble and modest was an Indian thing. But to see Swedish and British people be overly humble was just amusing to me. Then it just got me to thinking, why do we in general negate our own accomplishments? Some of us don't really own it when someone does compliment us. We might say something self-deprecating or shrug it off. I have been known to do that. Years ago, when colored contacts were big, I had green ones. They actually looked really nice in. One of my colleagues told me I have beautiful eyes. Instantly, I felt like I would be some sort of fraud if I didn't tell her that I had contacts in. She just looked at me and said, just say thank you. It made me realize that I should have just taken the compliment. Then, when I thought more about it, I realized I had trouble taking compliments in general. I always had to downplay whatever someone was saying to me in some way, or I would deny it. Like if somebody would tell me I was smart, sometimes I would just say, oh, I'm an idiot. I stopped doing that because I realized it's not a good idea to call yourself an idiot. But in the name of being self-deprecating, humble, I did that. When I recognized that I did that, I made a conscious effort to just say thank you when someone compliments me. Or I might compliment them back, but I don't deflect. I accept it. I've gotten to a point where I own my gifts. I own what I've accomplished. I'm the first woman in my family to get a master's degree. My mother's generation generally got married young and had kids young. They weren't encouraged to go to college. Not only was I encouraged to go to college, I was expected to go to college. My parents knew how important education is, and me being female didn't negate that importance for me. I'm really grateful that me being female didn't stop my parents from encouraging me to become educated, because not everybody has that, everyone of my background anyway, Muslim, Indian, they're not always encouraged to get educated. The first thing they're encouraged to do is to get married. Now, I won't make a blanket statement and say that's everyone, but that's the case in many households. But that wasn't the case for me, and I will always be grateful for that. I knew I was going to get some sort of advanced degree. Hell, for most of my teen years, I was set on going to law school and becoming a lawyer. That's such a joke to me now. Like, I really want to crack up when I think how I wanted to go to law school. I am way too lazy to do the work to go to law school. Let me just say that. And I don't think I would have had a snowball's chance in hell of passing the LSAT. I'm so glad I had enough self-awareness not to pursue that. I pursued my master's and got that pretty painlessly. I went for English education. Reading books and teaching people how to understand them, perfect for me at the time. I've always owned that accomplishment and been proud of it. At the same time, I've been humble about it as well. I find it amusing. I've had some cousins over the years assume that I was a stuffy intellectual. It seemed like they didn't know what to say to me when talking to me. I didn't understand that because I don't randomly throw it out there in conversation. When I talk to people, I just talk to them about whatever. I don't sit there and try to show people how smart I am or that I am smart. I don't need to prove that to anybody. So them being almost careful when they talk to me was just amusing, or them assuming that they couldn't relate to me because I had a master's degree was amusing. But like I said, I've always been humble about it, so I don't understand where that came from. Now, on the other hand, here's an example of someone who's not very humble about what they've done. I had a colleague who went to Cornell who had dropped that name into the conversation on purpose many times when he talked about his college days. I'm giggling to myself thinking about it right now. I can't blame him for being proud of that. Cornell's a pretty damn good school. But he did that so many times, it was obvious he wanted us to remember that he went to Cornell. I'm not saying be that. There is a difference between being proud of who you are and what you've done and being an arrogant prick about it. I think some of us feel like acknowledging what we've accomplished is the same thing as being egotistical about it. Not true. Knowing your value and what you bring to the table is always a good thing. I got to that point when I was a teacher. I knew I was a good teacher, and I own that and am proud of it to this day. At the same time, I was always good at acknowledging other good teachers too. I would tell people to their faces how much I respected them and how much I liked whatever it was that they were doing, whether it was a project or a test one of the kids told me about. I made sure that I gave them that pat on the back because sometimes you need that. But I always owned I was a good teacher too. When I published my first book, I was proud of that. I was really proud of my first book because it was fantasy. I created different worlds and situations and brought them to life. I never thought I could write something like that. When I was done, I was like, whoa, okay. I wrote that. I surprised myself. Some of the things I come up with when I write surprise me too. I really wonder where some of it comes from. I'm proud of it though. I have fun with the creative process. I enjoy it. When it comes to the money we earn, accolades we've received, rewards we are given, we should have fun with that too. I'm not saying don't be practical and save and build. But the money you earn, spend it on things you enjoy. I love to travel. I always make sure I travel. I don't make a budget, but I don't go crazy either. I just enjoy going to new places. It's so important that the things we do in life are not just to have an outcome. We're supposed to be happy at the same time. We really should be enjoying what we're doing as we're doing it. Be present with it. When we have a desired outcome, we should enjoy that too. Not cast it aside, desired outcome. And when we get that desired outcome, we should own it and enjoy it. Just enjoy whatever process we're going through, and if we get the benefit, reward, or whatever it is that we wanted, we should enjoy that as well and not be overly humble about it or just move on to the next thing. Be present and enjoy. You be present, humble, and proud of yourself at the same time. We do reap what we sow, like the Bible says. We should enjoy the harvest as it comes. That's it for me. I would like to take this time to wish you all a wonderful holiday, safe travels if you're traveling. Enjoy your families, your friends. Enjoy the time that you're spending with people who you love and care about and who love and care about you. If you like what you have heard in this podcast and would like to hear more, I have two books available on Amazon, Scheherazade's Daughters and the Siddiqui Brothers in Cairo. If you would like to read my Behind Beyond the Veil blog, you can check it out on www.SaminaKMogul.com. Until next time, that's the Samina Spin. Good night and love and light.